When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do you deal with an outspoken, opinionated, critical woman boss?
Boss?
Yeah.
Outspoken. Is he saying boss girl?
I think boss woman, but he...
So he's probably, you know, one of those liberated, feminist type of women. So that's interesting, but just because our society... So what he's really dealing with is a overly... masculine woman, and the best thing that the and most important thing that's an absolute necessity if you're going to date a masculine woman is that you got to be more masculine than she is. And the only if she's used to being boss girl in her life, maybe she's got a high powered career or whatever, it's going to be hard when she comes home at night to kind of take that masculine armor off and be that submissive, sweet, sexy, feminine girl that makes your dick hard. If she comes home and she's like Attila the Hun and she starts bossing you around and you need to take out the garbage and I need you to cut the lawn and you got to go to the store and do this and that and starts ordering you around, you're like, babe, I love you, but I'm not one of your employees. I'm your teammate. I'm your husband. I'm your boyfriend. You got to be sweet to me. I'm happy to do things for you, but you got to ask me nicely. Maybe you come over and you're like, baby, can you do this for me, as you're taking your hands and you're rubbing them in strategic places to get me a little excited. That's what you want to see. You don't want to deal with a nag or a woman that's just being an ass. And so you have to, we all teach everybody how to treat us. And so if you're allowing her to come home and browbeat you and go boss girl on you, it's probably because you're being too soft. And you're letting her push you around, and you've probably not stood up for yourself at times when you should have, and it's caused her to lose some respect for you. And so you have to take that back as part of setting and enforcing healthy boundaries, but communicating what your needs are. If she's doing things that turn you off or talks to you in an inappropriate way, always use humor, be playful, but tell her how a better way or suggest a better way for her to ask for you to do things instead of just start barking orders at you, which a lot of women will do shit like that. You need to take the dog out. You need to do this. You need to feed him. You need to do this. You need to do laundry. I was like, I'm not your servant. I was right. Like, you should do the laundry. That's a girl's job. You take the dog out. Yeah. You should change the kids' diapers. Don't talk to me like that. Be sweet to me. Be kind.
Yeah, and you want to come home to a peaceful state too. You want your person to be that just like, stress reliever, that you're home, that you're okay, you're safe. You don't want to be on edge. And I had a friend that was actually telling me that he was in a relationship that he would have a great day at work, and on the way home he's like, I don't even want to go home. Like, he would have rather went to his parents' house, because he knew, he's like, the day could have been fine, we could have had a great conversation on text or call, but he knew something was going to happen when he got home. And each time he would get home, it was something. It was just like mini little things like, oh, you didn't answer right away, or you left this bottle here or something. Like, he just didn't. It was torture for him. And eventually he had to leave that relationship. But I can't imagine.
A lot of those women are difficult to be with. I've dated my fair share of them. I wrote about one in my book who was Miss Florida. She competed for Miss America. Beautiful, stunning woman, but she came from a family where the dad was, you know, he ran the family business, but he was very soft, and the mother ran the household. The mother, she cut all her hair off, and she was very, very masculine. And so this particular girl was, you know, she was used to putting million-dollar deals together. She was very smart. She had her own TV show, and she was an incredible woman. But, you know, when I was, you know, this 3 or 4 times that we went out on dates, is like, I'd spend like 15, 20 minutes, sometimes 45 minutes just trying to get her to loosen up and stop bossing me around. Turn here, turn left, do this, go straight. Like, I know a shortcut. And I was like, relax. I got GPS, babe. You got to go with the flow and diffuse with humor. And quite frankly, if you're a more masculine guy and you're dating a woman who's very masculine, it's like dating another dude, and you're always jockeying and fighting for control. And so like your friend, he gets home at night, instead of her pouring herself onto him and turning him on and him being glad to see his girl, she's, you know, been ready and readying herself for battle when he comes home at night. And eventually it's like most guys get tired of that shit. So it's, if you're a masculine dude, you're going to want an ultra feminine woman. And if you're a very masculine guy and you try to date a masculine woman, you're going to clash. You're going to butt heads. And the best thing you can do is always bring more masculinity than she does, and set and enforce healthy boundaries and teach her how you want her to treat you. And she'll either submit and do it, or she'll continue challenging you for dominance in the relationship. And it's going to really depend on how she was raised. And what you typically see, that the woman's very masculine, you meet the parents, the dad's kind of a beta male, and the woman just walks all over him, treats him like a lampshade and a verbal and mental punching bag. And if she's used to treating her father that way, she saw her mother treat her father that way, she's going to expect to treat you that way. And that's not your fault. It's not your problem. You didn't make her that way. You just have to decide whether or not that's how you want to live your life. And obviously your friend was like, I want a feminine girl. I want to deal with this boss girl shit.